All right, guys, it's GBD, Wombat, and Shipwreck here at the end of day two, giving you our wrap-up for the day. All right, we started off just sort of wandering around and found our way right into the Sony booth, and we all sort of went our separate ways. I first checked out Drive Club, which is the free-to-play driving game that's coming out later this year, October, I think, right? Still this year, right? Yes, it got pushed to October. I'm pretty sure. I was surprised because I thought this was a sim game, and it definitely plays like Need for Speed, because you tried it too, right, Chip?
I was surprised, but probably in the opposite direction, because I enjoyed it. Yeah, it plays like a Need for Speed, but like has kind of burnout type of goals as well. Like you have different areas, like when you're racing against... It's all team-based racing, so it was 4-on-4 when we were...
Club-based racing.
Whatever. Club... So it was four on four, and you would have different areas, like top speed through an area or average top speed through an area, and whoever drifted or whoever mastered the curves on particular curves. And it would just pop up and tell you, like, okay, this is the next little objective.
Now it's time to drift.
So it doesn't matter, like, if you're in dead last, you're still competing to do something. Like, you can still help your team.
Right. It was pretty good, but I hadn't read much about it, so I was just assuming it was more of like a Gran Turismo style, but it's not.
It was very slippery. The driving was...
You don't need to be braking
right all
the time. You're just really braking to initiate drift as opposed to, you know, like driving a real car. But that was pretty interesting. Also tried Project Cars, which also looks great. And that's much more of a sim type of game. Wombat went, and we all went and played Far Cry 4. What did you think of that?
That game is fun. I mean, it's more Far Cry. It's basically just an extension of Far Cry 3 is what it really feels
with
like.
Elephant mod?
With elephants. I killed an elephant with a shotgun and then ripped out its heart and then proceeded to scale a wall and get killed by a bunch of dudes very quickly. But it was fun while it lasted. So.
It does look really good as well. Yeah. Anything else to add to that, Chip?
No, it's exactly what you think it is. It's a fun open world shooter. It's definitely Far Cry.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's exactly what people think it is.
Yep. Sometimes that's what you want.
Then both you guys checked out Little Big Planet 3.
Yes. I was about to say 2, but yes, we did. I tried one of the new characters.
Ballsack?
Yeah, no, the one that gets big and little, whose name I get Lever?
Switch. Flip?
No.
Toggle.
Good one. I played a level as Toggle, and actually, the mechanics are pretty smart, and it worked really well. I mean, there was a couple, you know, there was the moments where I didn't know if I was, what part of the foreground or background I was in, which was, you know, that little big planet control feel, but the actual getting big and little and the switches and moving and bouncing, it actually works really well. I was surprised how much I actually enjoyed it.
What about you, Ship?
I don't enjoy Little Big Planet. It's fine. I was playing co-op with myself.
You're good.
Because there was nobody else that wanted to play. It was kind of empty.
They had a lot of stations.
They had a lot of stations.
And not a lot of takers.
So I was playing as two toggles at once, with two different controllers. If you like Little Big Planet, it seems like they have handed it off to this other developer and they're handling it well. I think the jumping was actually a little less floaty, so a little bit tighter, but I just get bored with their level designs. They don't offer much in the way of skill-based
traditional platforming, which is what you want.
Right, which is what I'm looking for. But it's cute.
Right. Then Wombat went and checked out Broforce.
Yes, I did. I played that, finally. I know you guys own it already.
I played a lot with Ty. He loves that game.
That game is pretty dumb fun.
It is. It's great co-op, too. The co-op is the key for that.
So on the PC version, does it say the name of your character on screen all the time?
Yeah.
On the PS4 version, it doesn't. And I'm wondering if that's a light. It only tells you the name of a character when you unlock it.
Oh. Maybe, no, it's probably that way on PC,
probably
too.
Same. Why, I don't know why it would say the name.
Fear of lawsuit?
When you're selecting the character, I think it shows.
Yeah, after that, it's just blasting the character's name.
But it's a fun game, and it's coming to PS4 and Vita? Or
don't know.
But it's on PC Early Access now.
And I played the PS4 version. And it's fun. It works. Go.
Which guy? What was your favorite guy?
I don't know. You know, whoever throws the dynamite, he sucks.
Yes, that's MacGyver guy. I forgot what his name is. Brogyver, probably.
Brogyver, yeah, he sucks.
He sucks. Yeah, I don't like that guy.
The Rambo, the Arnold Schwarzenegger one is pretty good.
There's two Arnold Schwarzenegger ones. Yeah. There's Command Bro, and there's...
I think it was Command Bro.
Brominator, or Termin Bro, or
it was Brominator. Brominator was pretty badass.
Yeah, that game's awesome. Then I checked out Gallic Z, which is the indie game that's coming to PS4 soon. It's pretty much inspired by Macross, or however you say it. Spaceship flying around, not really bullet hell, but I don't know. It's got that old school vibe to it. I don't know. I really liked it. It has a good look to it too. That's Galaxy. Then we went over to Microsoft, and let's see. Ship and Wombat both played Sunset Overdrive. We ran into Major Nelson, who helped us.
Skip the line,
which was nice. So what do you guys think of Sunset Overdrive?
The way they have it set up there, it's just this, like, a co-op horde mode thing.
It's like 8-player.
Yeah, it's not the single-player game. But it does give you a good idea, I guess, of what the weapon types are going to be and how to use that...
Transversal.
The traversing system. So the weapons are unique and fun. Lots of big explosions. The traversing is fun too, but I really didn't quite get the hang of linking it like the way they show in all the trailers.
Tony Hawk.
Yeah, like linking it all together to like rail riding and then landing on killing a zombie kind of thing.
That's what they want you to do.
Which is what they want you to do. And I guess I just need more practice doing it. But during this horde mode, like I wasn't killing guys because I was too busy trying to be stylish when I could just be killing guys,
right?
Having to be, yeah.
What'd you think of it?
Yeah, the linking up the combat with the traversal stuff. It's kind of hard to do because you're constantly trying to aim somewhere. Like you have your reticles on an enemy, but then you're sliding a different way and you're trying to jump onto something else. And so I think you have to really learn the layout of the levels to be able to do it. It's because you're not going to be able to see where you're going, so you're going to have to know, hey, there's another rail over on this side. But it's, I like the way that you can switch between the weapons really quickly. It brings up a traditional wheel that lets you pick a weapon, but it's really quick, and it's just fun to shoot dudes.
Yeah.
And the art styles, I mean, my eyes were kind of drying out. It's that, because your eyes are just like so wide, because everything's just like happening, blowing up, and colorful and everything, so... It's going to be good. I look forward to the single player more than... Like, the multiplayer, the horde mode...
Right.
I'm not going to really get into that too much. I'll play it a little bit.
Okay. And we checked out a couple of indie games over at Microsoft. A game called Roundabout, which is a game where you're it's really one of the weirdest games.
It's weird. So you're in a limousine. You're a limo driver. But the limo doesn't drive straight.
It's a rotating limo.
It's always rotating, so it's spinning around. It's like...
Like a rotating restaurant, but faster.
But faster, and if you hit something, it blows up, essentially. So you have to kind of maneuver this top. It's like driving a top.
Right. Through traffic, through light posts, through whatever. And you're picking up passengers and...
The passengers are in FMVs too.
Yes, they
like
are.
they have live actors that are giving, like, they're all dressed up like goofy like 90s FMV movies and giving terrible dialogue, and it works.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. It's called Roundabout. You can probably Google that.
To see that. I'm interested to see when that game shows up, but if people find it and play it, because they should.
It's pretty weird. Then we checked out a game called Chariot, which is a co-op game where two little guys are pulling basically a coffin on wheels.
Yes. You're a prince or a princess, and your father, the king, has died, and you're dragging the coffin to, I guess, the funeral?
Burial place. His tomb or whatever, because you're trying to collect treasure. First of all, this sounds like the most morbid thing ever. But it's...
It's so colorful.
It's so colorful. It's little cartoony people that almost look like little people. The smiling. Toys. Yeah.
Little people, the toys, not...
Not short people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It worked really well. Like, you basically have these ropes that you can attach to the casket, and it's on wheels, so it kind of flips around. It's a puzzle platformer, but...
Physics-based.
Physics-based and co-op-based. And Wombat and I were playing, and I never got too angry with Wombat playing
co-op.
That's
a good sign.
So it's going to be fun. Like, would you play Otai?
I think we could handle that. Maybe it gets really hard, though.
It might get really hard. I don't know if it's tie ready.
But. Yeah, maybe the easy levels. But that game was called Chariot, and that was pretty cool. And so that was the end of our sort of free time to just walk around and explore. And then we had appointments lined up for the rest of the day. We hit the food trucks.
There was a really terrible Nirvana reggae song.
Very loud. Played very loudly. And we had I had lobster. We all had lobster rolls. Woman had shrimp tacos. Where are we here? Then we had Bethesda. And we saw a game called Battle Cry and a game called The Evil Within. And I played both of those. What did you guys think of Evil Within? I don't know.
Guys didn't like it.
I wouldn't say I didn't like it. It's just... old school Resident Evil, like
right.
It reminded me of when they rebooted Alone in the Dark, like when Atari did it.
Yep.
It reminded me of that a lot. But it was cool, like the cool mechanic was hiding under beds and stuff. Like if the bad guys, the zombies or whatever they are, the monsters came in the room, you could go underneath a bed and hide and kind of see where they were walking.
Shot them.
That's what I did.
Yeah, I shot zombies too. I liked it though. I thought it was kind of cool.
It didn't seem very next gen to me at all.
I don't know. I honestly didn't. I wasn't even thinking that. So
it seemed like a Resident Evil clone more than like a next gen experience. But
it had the tone right. Because the thing that set it apart from Resident Evil is the sneaking. The yawning while I'm talking is right. What set it apart.
Not just the yawning, but like the open the mouth as wide as possible.
It's late. It's 9:30.
Yeah.
If I had an hour of jet lag, of time difference, for every time that Wama complained about his 3-hour time difference, I would have a 17-hour time difference.
I think you do.
Oh, see?
But the thing that set it apart was the kind of the stealthiness. Like you would crouch and sneak around. Like, that wasn't really in Resident Evil's. No. So,
okay, I didn't have any direction when I played it either. I just walked up to a thing.
We sat through the theater portion of it. And so we got the instructions on how to play it and that type of stuff. So you didn't get that. But right. Then you played Battlecry, which we did not play.
I played Battlecry for a long time. That's a free-to-play third-person action game coming from Bethesda. And it's like mostly sword based, so
the way that their catchphrase was, it was prior to gunpowder. Basically, is their that's not the catchphrase. It's a terrible catchphrase, but it's something like pre gunpowder.
Again, I didn't get the presentation. I just went right to the back and started playing. It wasn't bad, but it was also it did seem a little generic. And there's so many options out there. I'm not entirely sure why I would choose this over any other.
Weird year for Bethesda. Like, they're showing a Japanese horror game and a free-to-play multiplayer game.
Right, when they're usually showing, like, a Skyrim or a Fallout or something like that, where people are, like, basically trying to break down their doors to go see it, where it's, like, a really in-demand.
Also kind of
title.
Weird, they were not showing Elder Scrolls Online on consoles in their booth. I figured that would at least be there.
Get that ready, get that out there for people to start thinking about buying, right?
Yeah, I mean, something. I mean, it's a game that's not released yet. Like, it's supposed to be coming out this year, and it's not in their booth for anybody to try.
There was like a theater presentation, but it was PC or something? I don't know.
The theater presentation was where we were at. That was just it was a large screen that they did the typical theater presentation.
All right, so that was Bethesda, just those two. That's the only two things they were showing. Then Disney. where we got to see, oh, Wombat's on the phone with his wife. So we'll talk about Fantasia first.
Yeah. I really like Fantasia. It seems like it's going to be fun.
I was sort of didn't care about it, and then I played it, and that type of movement game with Kinect actually appeals to me because it's not overly complicated. It's even though I did horribly, but
it almost plays like Child of Eden, but better. Like it's got that same kind of even though you're playing through music and songs,
you're moving with the music,
and it's almost like you're not doing attacks, but it kind of feels like you are.
You're conducting an orchestra, so you're moving your hands in different directions, but
which
in
is
time
very
with the music.
Similar to slashing. And then you, for the dotted portions, you put your hand out like you're punching, basically. So it's very similar to, like, attack movements. And it's, once you get through, like, a half song of it and it clicks out of play, it becomes pretty fun.
Yeah.
I do recommend knowing the song well.
Yeah. I gave you a song that you made, and I picked that
you picked
classical.
Fucked us.
I fucked you. With Night on, and that was a really long one, Night on Bald Mountain. I thought it would be fun.
You were wrong.
It was fun. I had fun watching you.
Yeah.
I'd play. What did we do? Ziggy Stardust.
Yes.
That was fun. I don't know. I'm looking forward to that. It's. I think Ty and I would have a good time playing that co-op. I think that would be pretty neat. Then we saw Disney Infinity 2.0.
Yes.
Marvel Super Heroes, I believe, is the technical name.
Is that
I don't understand. Like, so there's... Is there a separate Spider-Man game?
Yes.
No. It's
well, yes and no.
It's a game within the game. It's the same thing as they did last
what
time.
What do I... If I want to play Disney... whatever the new Disney Infinity is that has Spider-Man in it, what's the... When I go to the store...
You would have to buy the Avengers game and then the Spider-Man add-on.
Wait, the Avengers game is the base game?
Yes.
And what's that called?
That's called
Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah, Disney Infinity 2.0 Marvel Superheroes. Okay. Comes with three Avengers and the Avengers playset. If you wanted to buy a place, the
anything
Spider-Man
else you're buying play, separately. Yeah. It's not a separate game, it's just figures or the playset or something.
And they said, what I thought was interesting, they're like, the Avengers playset, they were told us like 8 times. The Avengers playset is 4 times larger than The Incredibles, which was the largest one and the last one. But the last one came with 3 playsets. So instead of coming with 3 playsets, it just comes with 1 large one.
Right.
So I don't know if that's really a
good
vast
value.
Yeah, a vast improvement.
Right.
So much.
What about the game?
It's fine. The controls at times could feel a little wonky. I mean, we played as Spider-Man mostly, but I mean, it looks good.
How's the flying compared to like Lego with the Lego games?
It's also unnecessarily complicated. Right. But it's a lot easier and it's a lot faster to get used to than the Lego. It's better than Lego flying.
Okay, cool. So you're still looking forward to this?
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm actually probably more skeptical than I was before.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's like, well, I only get 1 playset, and how much is Spider-Man going to be? But then again, are those the only 2 playsets I would ever
need? And
then
if you want to play as the black costume Spider-Man, you have to get the
random
power disc.
Yeah, and it's unlike
that changes his
which I'll never get.
Costume to black.
Right.
I don't... I really like Skylanders. Like, I've sunk all of my money.
You're dedicated.
All my eggs are in the Skylanders basket. Like,
right.
I get the rest of the stuff, but I like the gameplay in Skylanders. And I kind of like that the Skylanders aren't something that's out there anywhere else. Like, it's like they took the time to create whole new figures, and they have all these powers.
We'll talk about that more tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then we went over to 505 Games, and we saw
Sniper Elite 3.
The game where you shoot people in the testes. Yeah. Or the game where Wombat shoots people in the testes. Mm-hmm. Wombat was really good at that. Wombat shot two eye shots in a row through the guy's binoculars. So that game has, what did they call it when it gives you that sort of X-ray view that they had in Mortal Kombat?
That.
There was a name for it, but I forgot.
Like a kill cam?
The kill cam, but then there was... Anyway, so when you shoot somebody, you see the bullet go through their body, and then you see like an X-ray view, and you literally, if you shoot them in the balls, you literally see like an X-ray of the guy's testicles.
And it pops up on the screen, testicle shot.
It was pretty entertaining.
I would play that more. I would like to play more of that game. I really would.
I think we were having fun with it. Like,
we had a lot of fun with it.
It definitely, we were playing on PS4, mm-hmm. and it definitely is not the It's nice looking, but it's not like...
It's not like, oh wow, God, we've arrived at next gen, wow, type of thing.
Yeah. Right, but it is nice looking, and it's... We were playing on the easiest difficulty, because there's a simulation portion of it, like where the bullets drop and everything, but it was fun to just kind of like sneak around, and it wasn't overly punishing. Like,
right, if you missed and then the guys came looking for you, you could hide somewhere and they would, you know, you could kill them again. Yes. Yeah, try again.
GP's not skilled at that.
I did not do well. I you know, you popped a lot of testicles in front of me. I didn't think I could live up to that, and I didn't. Then we went over. Oh, anything else there? That was it.
That was it.
Okay. Then we went to Gray Box. I think has anyone heard of Gray Box before? I never heard of that.
I have in college once, but
right,
I was drunk.
Right. And we checked out two games there. The first was called Dreadnought, which is a free-to-play space combat, multiplayer space combat game, but it's very different than. Game than you weren't expecting.
It's not a dog fighting game.
It's not a dog fighting game. The ships move pretty slowly. There's different types of ships. If you take the Dreadnought, it moves incredibly slowly because it's like a giant space battleship. But they have faster. I took the fastest ship to see how fast it was, and it wasn't that fast.
Right. So. Like when they say this is the fastest ship, it's still like you're not zooming around.
Right.
Like you have to use cover. Like there's like canyons and stuff, and you want to stay like under the canyons. Or else, because if you get it out in the open, you just get hammered.
Right. I thought it was very interesting. It was pretty unique. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever played a space combat game like that, where the ships are moving slow, are so big and moving so slowly.
I'd say my only, you know, not that the game didn't look nice, but you know the fact that we played in kind of like this desert canyon area and all the ships are huge. I don't think you really get that feeling of scope and scale of the size of the ships. Like, it'd be nice if there were other things around, even if it was, like, trees or something.
Oh, I think the Kings won the Stanley Cup, or they scored or something, because people are screaming. Can you hear outside? The game can't be over yet, can it?
No, it's 6:40.
Okay.
It could also be that movie premiere that...
I don't think so. The cops look nervous. No, the cops don't look nervous, so I think we're okay. so that was Dreadnought. I'm looking forward to it. It's next year, though, right? They said.
I think so, yeah.
I think they said they're shooting for next year. But that was pretty cool. And they said that they have a new take on free to play that will be great. And it's not pay to win. They will not tell us. But they said they promised it's great. Then we saw.
Grey Goo,
which is a RTS. It's very reminiscent of StarCraft, I think, where none of us are RTS experts, it was enjoyable.
Yeah, no, it definitely had high production values, like, and I played as the Goo, which was the race that you don't, like, build structures or anything, your base is basically, you're just a big blob of goo, and you go around and get resources still, but... You're moving constantly, and you can...
Like Katamari? You're just, like, you're, like, rolling over people?
No. Oh. No, but you grow as you go to the resources, and you kind of fill up, and then you can spawn out other things, and then you shrink a little bit.
Right.
And so, it's an interesting concept.
Okay.
I beat Wombat at it. He was even worse than
right.
I was.
Right. Well, that's okay. He just shot some balls off before
us. I'm a better sniper than I am a resource manager.
So that was called Grey Goo, and that I think is also... Was that next year, too? I forget.
I think that might be late this year.
Yeah, okay. I think that's this year.
And then we went over to Deep Silver, and we saw Dead Island 2.
That looks good.
You handed out
a
CADcast...
Hype Wagon Award. Yeah, that... Of course, everybody saw the video, the trailer for it. If you haven't, it's pretty fantastic. They showed us a build from 2013.
Early,
but it still looked good. It just didn't have all the features. Like they're saying that they have a random zombie generator, so you're not going to be fighting the same five zombies over and over again like you did in the first game.
Right.
They've added more like environmental stuff, like stuff would catch you on fire and fields. It's set in California now as well, which is a little bit more interesting than I like Pinoy or whatever there.
Right. But it's nice to see the Golden Gate Bridge in the background and like suburbs and stuff like that.
It just looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Like, there's more shooting.
Yeah, it did look like more of a, when you go into first person mode, it looked more like a first person shooter.
And it's being made by Yager now, so they might have a little less jank than Techland. Like, I liked what Techland
did. Spec Ops didn't have any jank at all.
Right, exactly. It looked a little bit I don't remember. Yeah, so I think it's going to be a little bit more polished this time around.
Great.
I have high hopes for it. It looks good.
And then we all had a demo of Homeland. The Revolution? Is that what it's called? Wow. Something like that? I don't know. Looks all right. It's in Philadelphia.
I didn't realize it was an open world type game before now. I just assumed it was like the last game.
Right. Yeah. It's made by Crytek.
Yeah. It was one of those instances of a meeting where they're saying things that sound more interesting than what they're showing. Like,
they just don't have it ready yet.
Right. I just don't think it's ready. It's not far enough along, what they showed at least.
Right. But you could see, like, there was a lot of, they're trying to make it so you feel like a person who's sort of overmatched and you have to scavenge for explosives and build things to combat these dudes, and that's what they're sort of going for. And that was it. That was our last appointment of the day. Yeah. So we're done. We have a lot more appointments tomorrow. What are some? Let's give people a little
teaser.
Tickle their ass with a feather. We got Activision tomorrow. We got, what are we seeing at Crytek?
I think, I don't know.
Oh, that Hunt thing?
Yeah, Hunt and their Arena of Fate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we got Ubisoft. They have a lot.
We've got 2 hours scheduled for Ubisoft.
Okay, so that's a lot.
Them and Warner Brothers have half of the games at the show.
And we're seeing Evolve as our last appointment of the day. So, yeah, hit us up tomorrow, and we'll have more audio booze for you.
Boo-ba-boo.
Baba Booey. See you later.